Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
קיטובים. Hello, we're reading from the Kabbalah for the student on page 45. The wisdom of Kabbalah and its essence. Title: Giving Permission. Kabbalah for the student, page 45. The teaching of Kabbalah and its essence. Title: Giving Permission. I'm glad that I've been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask, how do I know that it is permitted? I will reply that I have been given permission to disclose. Until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed at any stage. And I too have sworn by my teacher not to disclose, as did all the students before me. However, this oath and this prohibition apply only to those manners that are given orally from generation to generation, back to the prophets and before. Had these ways been revealed to the public, they would cause much harm, for reasons known only to us. Yet the way in which I engage in my books is a permitted way. Moreover, I have been instructed by my teacher to expand it as much as I can. We call it the manner of clothing the matters. You will see it in the writings of Rashbi that he calls this way giving permission. And this is what the Creator has given to me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, etc., but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with a manner of disclosing the wisdom is because of my generation.
There's actually quite a few methods to seemingly reveal spirituality. You can't compare, because to do that you need to own a few of these methods and then even to be above them to compare them. And it's a problem. However, usually most of the methods are, as we learn it, they suppress the ego. And specifically, the wisdom of Kabbalah increases the ego. When you only have to rise above it, but it constantly grows. This angel of death of mine, and all the time I rise above it, with faith above reason. Reason being my growing will to receive, and I with faith, with the force of bestowal, I rise above it. And this is the method. In general, besides a few rules, you won't find in other methods. In other methods, number one, they are constructed on suppressing the ego, having less and less and less. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks, says, don't relate to your ego alone, let it go. You won't be able to overcome it. It's stronger than you are. You have to connect to a society. You have to yearn for connection. You have to yearn for godliness. And as a response, the ego will be revealed. And if you're not going in sufficient speed in the right path, the ego will rise and push you, and you'll feel the path of torments, and you'll advance properly. But if you'll be more successful at that, you can advance in the path of Torah. But it's always increasing the will to bestow, not suppressing the will to receive. That's the first, and I think that's the primary principle. And then it's the three lines and many more things, but again, even in other methods that suppress the ego, you can find different phenomena that people feel, thinking that this is the path, the right path. It's easier to attain certain phenomena rising above your will to receive. But again, it's not controlling it, so to speak. Things like we study in the Etz Chaim, in Tess, in Zohar, these are things they cannot understand because they don't develop their kelim, their vessels. Okay, these are things that are not the main thing here. But when he writes that he's happy to be born in a generation that it's permitted to publicize the wisdom of Kabbalah, he knows the reasons for it. For us, it's enough to understand the summary. For us, this is a special generation. We're allowed to study. We're allowed to publish it. And whatever is relevant for dissemination and correction of the world, and especially here, when we work in dissemination of the words of the greatest Kabbalists. And about ourselves, we try as much as we can to be what they write. And then we'll try to do it, to carry it out. All right? That's why giving permission is for Baal HaSulam, and for us to study and to publish it. And as much as we can to keep what the books say of Baal HaSulam, Rabash, and Rav Kook, and accordingly to keep on going forward. Don't go into other sources, because there are many confusions there. And as he writes in other places, the books of Kabbalah are filled with parables and explanations that have no real foundation. What?
Well, he writes here, from what I understand, he writes here about two paths. One about the wisdom in writing, that he says he was given the permission to disclose, and the other one was passing it off by heart, orally.
Yeah, from mouth to mouth, orally is directly from a teacher to a student.
So I wanted to ask, according to this new period of time, we're doing new things in the tens, is it possible to pass from Rav to a ten?
No.
It's only individually?
Only individually and in very special conditions. That's called a study pe'el-pe. In the meantime, we're pe'el-ozen. Literally, it means mouth-to-mouth or mouth-to-ear. Later, we'll come to it later. Because the ten will become as one. And then it will be possible to study in the level of pe'el-pe, according to the mutual masach, the mutual screen.
When a Kabbalist reveals, he does it because the generation can
receive it.
So does that mean that the generation can also realize it? Does the revelation depend on their ability to realize it, or just to it's revealed and...
It's complicated. No, it's very complicated. Just writing, so Baal HaSulam writes, that we also wrote, and the Rambam also wrote. The question is, did Baal HaSulam started writing these articles, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, etc. And then he said, this generation is not worthy. He didn't want to write, even if it's only to put it in his own drawer. He didn't want to write anymore. He wrote a lot and then burned it, because he wanted the revelation to be concealed this way. But not apparent physically. This is why we should use what we have for dissemination. In any case, all the words, all the writings of Bala Sulam and Rabash have to be widespread as much as we can. This is our physical work. There's no spiritual effort here, seemingly. Meaning it can be this way or that way. Whatever they did, we just have to bring it closer to the users. That's it. Now, besides that, to develop our literature, our books, which are, of course, limited as much as we understand it, but it's like some kind of entry into the books of Bala Sulam and Rabash. We also need that. Here we have many kinds of media that the present generation is used to. They're not used to these heavy books of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So we have to be also the connectors, adapters in between. Meaning, here we go into this with our ability to a little bit understand Bala Sulam, a little bit be mixed with the generation and connect them too.
So my question is, the Kabbalist that reveals, does it, why? Because that's what the generation needs?
No, the Kabbalist, he attains a whole different degree. However, if he's permitted, then he can come down to the level of the generation and serve it to it.
So what's the meaning that he writes? He reveals because he was given the permission to reveal?
Yes.
So what does that mean? What, the Kabbalist goes to the generation, comes down to their level of reveal, so then what they need to know?
He reveals how much he's allowed to show others.
But what is this revelation that he gives them?
He gives them the ability to hold on to the lowest degree he could go down to and serve to them.
And the realization does not depend on him?
No, of course not. It depends on the generation. That's the meaning of the generation being worthy. When it receives an awakening from above, that's why it can have some contact with the Kabbalist.
So what determines whether or not the generation is worthy?
That's not our work. That's according to the general plan. It doesn't depend on the generation itself, that it can do it or not, or the Kabbalist himself. It's a general process. Only the Creator determines it. That's how the general process comes. Okay, let's move on.
We're continuing on page 46, Abstract Names. It is a grave mistake to think that the language of Kabbalah uses abstract names. On the contrary, it touches upon only the actual. Indeed, there are things in the world that are real, even though we have no perception of them, such as the magnet and electricity. Yet, who would be so foolish as to say that these are abstract names? After all, we thoroughly know their actions, and we could not care less that we do not know their essence. In the end, we refer to them as sure subjects to the actions that relate to them. And this is a real name. Even an infant who is just learning to speak can name them, if he only begins to feel their actions. This is our law. All that we do not attain, we do not name.
Yes. This means that names in the wisdom of Kabbalah are real. When Kabbalists attain a certain phenomenon, the phenomenon itself, what do I mean by that? The light that clothes in the Kli of the Kabbalist, this Kli is formatted. It took upon itself a certain shape, and the light that clothes in it fills it according to its shape. Then you have Havaya, filled with light. You have a connection between the light and the Kli in special forms. And this gives a name to a situation. That's why Kabbalists attain it this way. So it's clear to him. It's clear that if I look at a certain leaf that I've attained in my kli, inside me, deep inside, not that I see it outside, then I know its name. Why? The kli, my yud ke vav ke, by the screen and the reflected light, it's filled with light, and the connection between the light that fills the kli and the kli itself builds the name for me. And then I know this phenomenon. That's its name. That's why all these names are necessary. They're compelled. It's like he tells us in Istaklut Nimit, first part of Tess, when we have Zivug, Neshikin, all these things that can't, you can't name them otherwise. That's the way it is. But there are also names of certain things that relate to a certain action. Each and every name in the wisdom of Kabbalah is the necessary name. Because Kabbalists understand each other. If I hear some expression from a different Kabbalist, this immediately resonates in me in this state, if I'm in his level. Or maybe even if I'm a bit less than him, I understand what he's talking about. But if I don't have this desire, the masach, the reflected light, the ability to perform zivug de'aka'ah, and to perform this thing I read about in the book or hear about, I don't know what he's talking about. I can know the letters by heart and the words I can know, but what he means by that, I won't know. He's talking about phenomena in the spiritual world. Lights filling vessels. And in something that it seems to me from the book, from the print. Clear, right? What?
When I come across a name that's seemingly real, but for me it's abstract because I've not yet attained that state.
Yes.
So am I supposed to try and understand what he means in that same name, or should I just...
You're supposed to just exert as much as you can in order to build a kli, a vessel, meaning a ten that will become havaya by the light that reforms.
So don't delve into names you don't understand.
No, what will it give you? What are you delving into your beastly brains? It won't give you anything. Okay, next. Yes, someone there?
No, Maher.
Quickly.
Вопрос по поводу прошлого пункта, методика, которые подавляют эго.
Question about the previous title about methods that repress the ego. If a person who oppresses his ego comes to study with us, will it be easier for him because he has a certain degree already?
Oh, the degree? If he suppressed his ego, he's like a baby. He's going to have to grow up. Usually they grow quickly. Developing the ego back to its size is no problem. But it won't help him in our path. No. If you're bigger than your friend, your inclination is bigger. That's the way it is. And it's the opposite from what people think. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is very different than people's logic. Next.
Essence is not perceived in the corporeals. Moreover, even the things we can imagine, we attain by their essence, such as rocks and trees. After honest examination, we are left with zero attainment in their essence, since we attain only their actions, which occur in conjunction with the encounter of our senses with them.
Because this is all a world we depict. It's not something tangible being before us, truly existing. It only exists inside our vessels. And speaking about them in all these external forms as we do in our world. So that's the way we talk, but it's false. That's why it's called an imaginary world. Why? When won't it be imaginary? When I'll begin to decipher this picture inside my desire. In what desire do I feel this wall, the people, the table, the chair, etc.? And then I'll be working with my desires. We have to invert this external form to flip it, to put it inside the will to receive and its phenomena, to shift it to a different software. What is usually felt in us in the ordinary software, which is the imaginary world, shift it inside to a software where everything's only desire and light and nothing else. And then we'll understand why the Creator is giving us this picture of this reality and how we start from it, but we start advancing towards the spiritual reality. All right? Well, what did you want?
When we say that we advance from below up, are we building new vessels, things that weren't formed from below, from bottom up?
There is no new kli. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing. All we do is correct the vessels, reveal the connection between them and the fulfillment between them. But everything that happens, happens, and we only discover it. Okay, next.
Title, Soul. For example, when Kabbalah states that there are three forces, one body, two animate soul, and three sacred soul, this does not refer to the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is fluid. It is what psychologists refer to as self and materialists as electric. It is a waste of time to speak of its essence, as it is not arranged for impression through the touch of our senses. As with all corporeal objects, however, by observing in the essence of this fluid three kinds of actions in the spiritual worlds, we thoroughly distinguish between them by different names according to their actual operations in the upper worlds. Thus, there are no abstract names here, but rather tangible ones in the full sense of the word.
There is nothing abstract. It's all our vessels and lights, and there's nothing except for Havaya with all the different forms of its fulfillment. That's all. Malchut Dein Sof, that's all that it is. And whatever we can imagine or feel or understand, these are all parts, fragments, different shapes of Malchut Dein Sof. That's the entire reality. Okay. Yes, Dudi.
I have two questions. One about the previous section we read before. He read, I was told by my teacher to elaborate, and this is called the clothing of the wisdom.
As much as I understand by his attainment. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah in itself, it exists. And a Kabbalist perceives something of it according to his masach, according to his attainment. That's it. I don't really... What does it say again?
I was ordered by my teacher to reveal as much as possible, and this is considered to have permission.
Yeah, meaning as much as a Kabbalist attained. not more than that, but as whatever you attained, understand and feel accordingly, you also feel if one's attainment gives him the opportunity, the possibility to pass it on to the generation. Some won't pass it to the generation, but they will pass it to the next generations, like Rashbi. How did Rashbi write? Wasn't he permitted? He was permitted to write it in this way, that first of all, this is a kind of revelation. Once you write things, it's a revelation. Even though no one reads it, it's reached the lowest degree of this world. That's one thing. And the other thing is that it was really revealed. 1,000 years later, it was disclosed, it was passed on.
Can I ask about current affairs?
Yes.
Yesterday, we published a response, an interesting response of yours about the whole football incident. And you said it would have been better for a connection to do the football game that would have taken place in Jerusalem to move it to Haifa. And many responses were, how could it be? How could the Rav say that if we need to fight for Jerusalem, it's our capital.
And they have the force to fight? Fight what? The spears? They can fight with our weapon, and then nobody will come against them and say, that's not good. First, we have to be okay. That's the whole problem. We want to go with that pride and chutzpah, like all the other nations. And that's not possible. That's why they are responding properly. The Creator, there's none else besides Him, teaches us through them as much as possible. And we have to see it as the Creator speaking with us. It's Him hinting us for us. What does He want from us? The whole world is against us. Everyone hates us and curses us. We have to understand what the Creator wants. I don't care who that is, Argentina or Iran or someone else. I don't look at them. I look at whoever is behind them, playing through them. You understand? Then what? Hamas is a problem for me, or Argentina, or this Messi, what's his name? Messi. You understand? Is that the problem? In my eyes, the problem is that we don't understand His address to us the way we should be corrected. No, we are so strong. Well, it's so temporary. We only have this force in order to become wiser and to understand it's wrong. Soon, weapon will stop aiding us. It won't help us anymore. What did we get? Yesterday was the Memorial Day for the Six-Day War. About 50 years ago. How many problems are we carrying since then? Don't we see that it's not a success? We don't know how to use even our success. We don't know how to use it properly. We can't, and it won't end with Gaza and with the North. And you can wait and see what will happen in Jordan. Nothing will end until we understand the right response we should give. No, we'll do it in Jerusalem and spite you. Okay, so you can put this puppet on the stage and then it will sing its song and that's it. And you see, and the rest won't come. Well, do it, go ahead. We don't understand with a big picture. All these, they don't understand the general picture. That's why nothing comes out of it. Nothing will turn out for them. Not with the Eurovision or the soccer or nothing. Nothing. And also with Iran and everything, we are managing these states. And currently, we're managing it against ourselves. They're really not in our own favor. There's only one person content in this world, and that's Trump. Yeah. He goes according to the way traders do. That's what they deserve. All the rest, their pride shuts their eyes, both the Russians, the Arabs, and us. But for us, it's a problem. They can play with their ego and lies and all that, but we can't. It's not for our own good. All we can play with is one thing, a connection with the Creator and to carry out the plan of creation. And at this... Moscow.
Москва.
Дорогие хаверим, сегодня дежурили 14
Dear friends, today on duty we had 10 number 14 Petah Tikva, 10 number 4 Brazil, 10 number 4 Moscow, 10 from Basirviodral and from Holland. Tending to the Creator through the others. Today, we are turning to the Creator through the others. Throughout the day, we want to report to our ten, to the point in the heart, everything we would want to tell the Creator. Zohar lesson. You're invited today at 6 to a Zohar lesson on Kab.TV. All our friends and students are invited to a special lesson on Friday, tomorrow, Friday, 2:45 a.m. Nevatim 12, Petah Tikva. For any details and information, you can go to 1-700-509-209. Thank you to our viewers on television. Towards opening our first degree program, you're invited to a gathering. Nevatim Street 12, Petah Tikva. Thank you and have a great day.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש הם נשמעתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים
הם נשמעתי בלעדי